You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast. It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery. They deliver beer. Dan, we wait 7 months for it, but it feels like a lifetime. And I think we can all agree that in these uncertain times, we need it more than ever. The hits, the one-hand grabs, the teasers, the open parlays, the red zone channel, Brady, Rodgers, Belichick, and of course, Dan Campbell. Dan, it's here. Make no mistake about it. The NFL is back.
Yeah, it is.
Excited?
Yes.
Yeah. Bo Nix is still in college football, and he's an Oregon Duck. Quack. I'm pretty sure Bo Nix replaced Cam Newton at Auburn, and he's still in college football.
It's a little shocking.
It's crazy.
That can't be true. Bo Nix is still in college?
I said I'm pretty sure. No, he's still pretty in college. Sure. I'm not certain he replaced Cam Newton.
It feels like it. Did. I'm with you.
Yes. Like a GA or something?
But he's still in college. Yes.
Stugatz, I don't know if you noticed, Greg Cody just tucked his moo-moo into his pregnant belly over there.
I did. I'm trying to give myself a little bit of modesty. Not that that's possible with this outfit.
Mm-hmm. What'd I tell you about the Braves, Dan? Problem. Big problem. The B in Braves stands for big problem. The Bravos. They're good.
Yep.
The Mets starting the slide.
They lost Freddie Freeman, and they're still good.
Dan, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's Bo Nix. Can you believe he's still playing quarterback in college? It's still losing.
Well, didn't you come in today granting me that I am right, that college football doesn't feel the same to you, that you have
given... I already hate it. I need my dad, Greg Cody, to think that education is enough. I don't like this. I need there to be like a tinge of doubt as to whether this is being done on the up and up. I do. I miss it.
Chris Cody, do you have a Bo Nix update for us?
We were 8 years off, but I swear he feels like he was right, like though. It. When it he said
feels
it.
Like it. Feels like it.
8 years. Yeah,
it feels. Well, didn't we get introduced to Bo Nix? Didn't he beat Alabama, and then they showed us the photo of him as a child at those games, like going and sitting in the stands as an Auburn. He was like a 9-year-old.
His dad played quarterback, Patrick Nix, for Auburn, and yes, he was at those games. I mean, he was great. He had a year. He had a game. Was it against Alabama, though?
I don't know. He had a game.
I feel like he started that kick six game.
Sounds about right.
If it was 7 years ago, that was probably around but the time
also
he was starting.
It also sounds right that he replaced Cam Newton.
Michigan, do it against anyone else. Miami, you too. Somehow, the time suspended was equally as exciting as the time spent playing in the Texas A&M Sam Houston State game. What a dreadful one that was. Serena Williams, do it in a major. What happened?
Stugatz came in here during the break. He's like, that. I found someone in the building who agrees with me on Serena. Frankie, the security guard.
That's all it takes,
He scoured the entire building looking for somebody.
I asked everyone, and everyone shrugged me off. Frankie engagement. He did.
It's just not necessary to call Serena and choke her when everyone else is celebrating her 28-year career.
You're right. Losing the first set after being up 5-3, 30 love, will haunt Serena for the rest of her life.
I mean,
it's already been written, so.
I understand.
Yeah, you can skip over
It's been written, yeah, so you just, you're Ron Burgundy. You just have to read it.
Preserve the integrity of the observations.
Yep, thank you, buddy. Shocked the University of Miami.
You say preserve the integrity of the observations, but he laughed at one of them here earlier and said legitimately, I don't remember writing this one. I don't remember having
it's
this.
A long weekend,
I don't
Labor
remember
Day.
This yeah. being something that teams, I observed.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a sec. Shocked the University of Miami didn't have a larger crowd, considering they picked up the assistant coach of the year during the offseason.
Bad weekend for Mike Ryan, man. Yeah. Mike Ryan had a bad weekend.
Well, he had a good weekend, but a bad weekend.
So wrong about this. That was a good crowd for Miami Bethune-Cookman.
It was. I agree, Woody.
53,000 announced?
56,000 announced.
Right. What's announced mean, though? I can announce anything. Like, how many people were actually there?
Did you see the UCLA crowd and what they announced in that game?
They announced like 30,000 close to it, and it looked like a Marlins game.
Well, I mean, in that stadium, the Rose Bowl, I mean, they announced 27,000, and maybe there weren't 27,000 people there, which I believe is a program low, but you could announce 27,000 people, and it looked like that in that stadium. Like, I can't imagine a worse place to have a sparse crowd than the Rose Bowl.
The granddaddy of them all.
Hard Rock Stadium's not bad.
No, I mean, the Rose Bowl, because it's just a series of aluminum benches that cascades into the sky. And you can't, like, possibly fill it up. Also, there's, like, a crazy heat wave in Los Angeles. So it was, like, 103 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah. Oh, those benches, man. Those metal benches. Hot sun. Oh, God.
You really believe 55,000 people from South Florida showed up to see a game against Bethune-Cookman?
It's probably like 51.
Greg Cody was there, said he counted them individually.
I did. If I had to guess, I'd say it was probably low 40s. If I'm being real.
Okay. Yeah. If you're being real.
Yeah.
All right. Don't look now, Dan, but we are just 5 days away from the Jets being 0-1. I hate them. South Carolina canceling a game because the other school is racist is laugh out loud funny. The Gamecocks. The R in VAR stands for ruining the game. VAR? There. Wright Thompson essays. Enough.
Oh, wow.
Enough.
Whoa.
I'm tired of them. Telling me how college football used to be. It's a new day, right? Enough.
One that you pined for 6 minutes ago.
I don't like Rick Riley essays. I don't like Wright Thompson. I just don't like essays.
You don't like reading.
You like Rinaldi essays.
Well, these are verbal essays. I do. Well, he's got a great voice.
I agree with you. The word essay insists upon itself.
I should read it, not hear it, too. Right? Right?
Yeah. It should get over itself, the word essay.
Yeah. It's highfalutin.
Greg, are back in my days not essays?
Yeah, they're rants.
They're great essays.
Mm. Yeah. Essay-ish rants.
Op-eds.
Insist upon itself is a great form of dismissal.
Thank you.
But it's an essay. Like, he's just telling me how college football used to be. Why are we calling it an essay? And if it's an essay, write it and let me read it.
Wright Thompson's work on Ukraine is some of the best stuff that I've heard the entire year. The reporting that he did on their national soccer team was absolutely incredible. I don't want to hear any criticism of Wright Thompson.
I just criticized him. His essays, enough.
Anymore.
How about just essays in general, enough. Unless they're Greg Cody essays.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Greg Cody and Stugatz's insistence, just perpetual and unrelenting insistence on being less informed, has been something I've been objecting to for 10 years. And you know what hasn't happened in those 10 years? Them getting more informed. They've just they've just hardened.
I know what college football used to be.
No, but the reporting that Wright Thompson has done on Ukraine is probably something that you would be
doubting it.
You would find that it has merit if you took the time to absorb new information.
I got a lot of shit going on, man.
Damn right.
I'm 45.
Shit happens.
I so wish I was 45 again. What I would not give. Bo Nix More like Bo Pix. I only watched one game this weekend.
Love that.
Look who your ally is. Bo pointing at you with finger guns because he likes.
Bo Pix is good. Come on.
It's really good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick six Knicks.
Never has a loss been more celebrated than Serena's loss on Thursday night. I watched two games this weekend. There is no difference between taking a lighter to your money and betting on week one of the college football season.
Difference. I lost every bet I made this weekend. Every single one. Every single one.
Tried to warn you guys.
How is it possible?
It seems like
I've got just the same amount of chances of getting them all right.
It was a bloodbath, but it still felt good.
Bricker.
Feels good to bleed.
I loved it. It was like my first chasing parlay of the season. Love it.
Hawaii's bad, huh?
You take Clemson in the under or something?
Oh, I took it all. I followed Mike's stupid Florida parlay, Florida losing.
Bad weekend for Mike Ryan. Again, he had Florida and FSU not winning and not covering.
I really had to look in the mirror. I was like, you bet with Mike. You did this. You made the decision. He said the words, and you were like, not terrible. It was terrible.
It was.
They both lost.
That's right. If you had bet opposite Mike Ryan on the parlay, you would have won your parlay. However, the way that both of those games ended, the way that both of those games ended, like Utah should have won and covered, and LSU should have at the very least given you an overtime situation.
I believe Mike had his parlay. He had the parlay. He had it money line, and then he double dipped. Also, terrible. If you want the extra juice, you put $50, you can win 400. It was them to both win by double digits.
Mike Ryan did not have today off.
Then he left the country.
He fled in shame, fled his bookies, fled his debt, fled all of it.
I turned on Clemson Georgia Tech last night, and at one point they flashed a graphic that said 13 of Georgia Tech's 14 offensive plays have gone for a yard or less.
This is what I watched of Georgia Tech Clemson last night. It's the second quarter, 0-0, and they block a punt, and they're on Georgia Tech's 5-yard line. And based on what it is that I've seen so far in the game, I'm like, this is going to be a problem to score. And all they did was grind hamburger meat for three plays. Handoff, 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 fourth and goal at the 2, touchdown. And I'm like, bleep you, game. Turned off my television, never to check in again.
Right, it took a timeout, and then they came back and scored the touchdown. I was really hoping, just for comedy's sake, that Clemson's offense was so constipated they couldn't score from a blocked punt. DJ Uiagalelei, it's not long for that job.
No, that's right. On 5-yard line. At the 5-yard line.
Pick up that long name that you just spouted off there.
He's been around for three seasons. He's been wandering around.
Yeah, he was the backup for Trevor Lawrence. He's going to be the guy who's going to take Clemson into the future.
Can't play.
Preseason last year, top 5 team, best quarterback to watch in the country. It's been a season and a half or a season and a game worth. There's a backup who's ready to come in.
Dan, you know how many majors you have to win to avoid being called a choker in your final match? 23 is the answer. What are you shaking your head about?
He's doubling down. I got to give him that. He's not backing away.
Huh? She beat the 2 seed 2 nights before. The 2 seed. She's good enough to beat the 2 seed. The second best player in the world. Listen, I love her. Amazing career. Greatest tennis player I've ever seen. She's allowed to choke in that spot, and I'm allowed to call her out on it. She choked. She would tell you herself. Ask her. Appalachian State, the rare 60 burger with a side of loss. USC, the rare 66 burger with a side of rice. Ohio State, thank you. Congratulations on winning ugly. Rex Chapman, for the love of God, put the phone down for 5 minutes. Top 5 people that, for the love of God, need to put their phones down for 5 minutes. Number 5, Dan. Number 4, Darren Revelle. Number 3, Kevin Durant. Number two, Stan Van Gundy. And number one, by a landslide, Rex Chapman.
Smetty, OLI.
No Jess in there is a no.
Oh, wow, Smetty. I forgot.
She's two at least.
Really? Over
at
Stan?
Least, at least, at least.
Stan and Chapman are in cahoots together. They're on it all day. Smetty.
Do you think Rex is actually doing that? No. I think another one I have that I've been thinking lately, Dan Rather is not running his Twitter account. There's no way.
I don't think Larry Zonka is running his.
Zonk.
I think you just have a bunch of people putting out takes and co-signing it by Dan Rather without Dan Rather knowing this is going on. This is just my opinion. I'm just saying I don't want this to be something that leads to litigation. I'm just a bit skeptical of the whole Dan Rather situation. Same thing with Rex. There's no way Rex can be doing that all day, every day, right?
No. Rather number five on my list, by the way. Here come the M's. Pretty good team.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson. Heisman House?
Really?
I'm asking.
I saw most exciting talent since Vince Young.
Already?
That's what I saw. One game in. One game in.
He had that magical play, that two-point conversion. It was great. He's a good player. Nick Kyrgios's best is better
what?
Than anyone else's best.
What? You just called Serena a choker, and that's how you describe that guy? That's how
he's really good.
What is his
name?
He's
coming into
what
his own.
What is his name?
Nick Kyrgios.
Poor sport. Stugatz, you try and laid down your tennis bona fides earlier.
Woof.
Yeah.
You can't say Kyrgios?
Whatever. Nick Kyrgios, Kyrgios, tomato, tomato.
There you go.
Thank you. His best, I'm telling you right now, is better than anyone else's best. He made it to the finals of Wimbledon, and he's going to win the U.S. Open. I mean, Nadal's out. It's his to lose. You know what the B in Brian Kelly stands for?
No.
Not balls. Boudreaux. The U in Utah stands for you lose. The Utes. Steve Sarkisian said the Alabama game may not define the Longhorns. Steve, let me clear up any confusion. It will. Sark. I had no idea Margaret Court was alive until this past weekend. I'm serious. I have operated my entire life just assuming she's no longer with us. But not only is she alive, she's walking around with a flamethrower. The Aussie Amazon. See what she had to say? I mean, she agreed. She's the only person that agrees with me. I mean,
it was a bit of an upset that Margaret Court was still with us. I think of that as a time, a tennis time that has long been over. Yes, I think most people listening to this think of that as a historic name. And perhaps not a name that is still living.
A weekly tradition unlike any other. The Giancarlo Stanton injury. Question for everyone. If your life depended on you being right, and you had to guess on Aaron Judge, would you guess yes or no? It's a question for everyone. Feel free to participate.
He is giant. He's got 53 home runs. You think that power is not a natural power that can stay healthy?
That's not the suspicious baseball home run occurrence that's going on right now.
Yes. Yes or no?
Which is the one?
Not the Aaron Judge one.
That's all you're giving us?
One in St. Louis, perhaps?
Mm.
I didn't say it.
It feels like you said it.
Yeah.
It feels like you've said
it. I didn't.
He is mashing left-handed hitters. I thought he was done 3 years ago. I don't understand what's happening.
We tried to tell you.
5 years ago.
Like a rear bounce.
How is that possible?
Yeah. I saw a headline having a go at David Ross for pitching to Albert Pujols. I'm Rossi. Like, what universe am I in? We have to be afraid of pitching to Albert Pujols?
Yes. Right now you do.
Older than Serena.
Yeah. Right, getting it done.
He's not going to get to 700, right, Billy? Is he going to have to come back next season? He's not going to get to 700.
Where's he at now?
I think he is 695 now.
Well, Billy was loving that A-Rod's now sending out videos where he's swinging a bat saying, I'm going to have to come back for a couple of games here in my 50s.
Someone should sign him. Why not?
As
like,
a circus
honestly,
freak, sure.
One of the teams is like so out of it. Why not sign him? What do you have to lose? Why?
Your dignity.
That's a fair question. Gordie Howe, Roy, didn't Gordie Howe play into his 50s?
Late 40s, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
It has to be a certain team, though, right, Billy? It can't be like the Yankees.
Well, he wants it to be the Marlins.
I'd love
that would make
it
sense.
To be the Marlins, yeah. Why
it's
not?
A publicity stunt.
Yeah. Be great. People would go out and watch, no?
I would, maybe. Yeah.
Do you think he'd play in his suit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like with dress shoes at third base?
He'd probably have to wear the uniform.
Wingtips.
40 points in the fourth quarter, and you lose? What the hell? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
We're going to do funniest thing from the sports weekend here, and we also have a dismissal category to get to. It's one of Chris Cody's favorites. Billy is waving the bucket of death at me. Is the Reaper ready? Are we ready to go back to the bucket of death for first time this season? We owe a bunch of penalties. I saw a bunch of costumes coming in here. I tried on a costume this weekend. It was really uncomfortable, and my penis looked like small sausage in the... it's just not great. It's
what
not a great situation. It's just
a revelation.
Yeah.
But it's just it's,
sounds like a bad situation.
I hate these like, things. What? I hate this. The can you guys please,
like a breakfast sausage?
Let's just imagine where it is and how it is.
Chorizo
costumes would fit on me. Do you think a lot of people my size are doing costumes? Like, I want you to imagine as I'm ordering from China some professional wrestling singlet. I mean, it's just not great. I'm walking in front of a mirror and I'm like, are you kidding me? And I owe four of these and now a new season of this starts. Is the Reaper ready?
The Reaper is being searched for.
Okay, in the interim, can we do funniest thing from the sports weekend as we try to find the Reaper and as we get ready to do Stugatz dismissals as a Suey category?
Hey, people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hard this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha ha ha!
It is presented by our friends from CBD MD.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, college football is back, as everybody knows. Yeah.
I'm gambling again.
Attaboy. Yes. We all are. One of my favorite things from the first week of college football, always is the funniest thing from the first week, is all the surrender cobras that we see in the stands. Yeah. There was a lot of games where there was a lot of surrender cobras of kind of these moves. Sometimes you have the inverted one. Sometimes you have the out one. Very exciting. I love
always
seeing surrender
great.
Cobras.
Always yeah. great. The return of painted unhappy faces, fans that are broken.
Sadness.
Yes, it's great.
General
it's great.
Sadness.
Yes, it is sadness that makes you laugh.
You thought you were going to be happy.
Yes.
And now you're sad.
You wore a costume. You wore a ridiculous costume thinking
yeah,
you'd
LSU
be happy.
LSU.
And look at you.
Overtime is coming. Don't worry. It's just extra point. That's all you need is the extra point.
East Carolina is on the brink of pulling off the home upset against NC State and then and a college then, kicker. Shanks a field goal from 28 yards out.
I always feel bad for the kickers. I don't feel bad for them at all. These kickers, like they're kids.
The East Carolina one especially because he missed two kicks in the last like couple of minutes. Were
I mean, that
really
was
bad.
Such a bad.
Roy,
Winnie could have done that.
They're not grown ass really men.
They're not. They're between 18 and 22 years old. What are you talking about?
They're men. They're adults.
Come on.
Give them to
I have some sympathy for college kids. They don't deserve any. They didn't ask for any of this.
They're getting paid now, though.
Damn right
they
there.
Did. And it's true. We're back.
You fool.
They're professionals.
I'm sure East Carolina's kicker's got a massive NIL deal.
It is a funny distinction, though, that you might make the rest of them grown-ass men, but you're not making the kickers grown-ass men.
That adorable little
you're
kicker.
You're not. The college kickers. And you imagine they all look like Rodrigo Blankenship, too. Like, you just they're just great not name. Yet grown up.
The best kicker in Colts history. The callback from like a month ago. I'm still looking at Woody about that.
He's the best kicker in Colts history. Better than
not.
Mike Vanderjagt.
No, he's not. We'll do this another
what
day.
Are we
sorry.
We're doing
it. Oh, wow.
Look at him.
Chris Cody, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I'm just assuming this ended okay and that they're fine now and they're not still stuck. But the Virginia Tech Old Dominion game was delayed because the coaches for Virginia Tech got stuck in an elevator. Yeah. They're like, all right, let's go on up to six. We're going to have a good game. Good season. They're giving fist bumps to everyone, and then it just sat there.
Stinks.
And they lost to Old Dominion.
Wow. Their second loss of the day.
Oh. Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The drive of the game, Dan, in the Iowa-South Dakota game ended in a punt. South Dakota State.
The sponsored drive of the game at the end was a safety. I've never seen it happen. I've been rooting for it my entire life. That they didn't have a drive of the game to go to, but it was sponsored, so they had to make one up, and they made it the safety.
That always happens in like a baseball, like a Marlins game, like late in the game. Yes. They were waiting for like a double, and then it's just like a sad single to right. They're like, this is your hit of the game, brought to you by Maroney.
I believe me, I've done broadcasts before where I have to find a player of the game in a 4-0 defeat. Not fun.
Roy, because the sponsor obligated it.
Yeah. And it has to be a player from the home team. It can't be like somebody from the other team.
The team that lost 4-0.
Yeah, it's from somebody who didn't play. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do in that spot? I mean,
I did not have a greater sports disappointment this weekend than a bigger deal was not made of in the Iowa South Dakota State game. At the end of the game, when they had to force in at the very end, the sponsored drive of the game, they had to go to the safety because they had nothing else. They had a 7-3 game that had two safeties in it.
I want to go to the Iowa field goal drive. I wonder if, like, there wasn't even a play to pick from. It was just, like, 4-yard run, 2-yard run, 6-yard pass, 3-yard run.
Is so bad. Their offense is so bad.
Can I ask you a question, Dan? How much of the appeal of college football is on the basis that it's bad? There are a bunch of defensive backs that have no idea what they're doing. So there's a wide receiver who's open by 15 yards, and it looks exciting, 75-yard touchdown. But so much of the entertainment value is in its badness.
I am not positive that the greatest tribute to the popularity of football isn't that the minor league product gets the kind of reputation that it does as America's second biggest sport. Instead of the NFL, which we all know how amazing the NFL is. But the fact that football is so big that we care about their minor league dumpster football, the way that we care about their minor league dumpster football is really impressive.
Some people say they prefer college to the NFL.
The Reaper, I am told, is ready, and Billy...
It's the most terrifying Reaper I've ever seen.
Who are these people, by the way, that say
it's just staring at me.
They prefer college to the NFL.
People live in college towns. Oh, they watch college football. It's more important
to them. Like a fan at LSU prefers the college game over...
Somebody in Tuscaloosa cares more about the NFL than about college football?
No, that's fair, because they don't have a professional team.
The Reaper should come in here for Greg Cody.
Oh my God.
Greg Cody is the only one, a shorter Reaper than I'm used to around here, shaped differently than
different
most.
It's a different sponsor.
Chris Whittingham and Roy still need to go. Roy, the funniest thing from the sports weekend was?
During Sunday's Yankees-Rays game on YES Network, Michael Kay gave a very thoughtful eulogy to local reporter Bob Traynor. Bob Traynor is still alive and well.
Oh, no. $50 fine.
Wow.
For Michael Kay. Jesus.
It's me. How does that even happen?
Wow. That's not okay.
Let's call Michael Kay here. Give Michael Kay. I'm going to send him. I'm going to ask him how it is that that happened here. Chris Whittingham, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Arizona punting their way into a safety with their punter, punting it into the backside of the upback.
Funnier than Rutgers turning a fourth and goal into a punt situation during their game. What was the funniest thing from the sports weekend, Stugatz?
The Pac-12, Dan, the last 9 times they have faced an SEC opponent in week 1 of the college football season, they're 1-8. The Pac-12.
Greg Cody, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
College football fans for several minutes on social media got pranked into thinking Michigan State had an offensive tackle, number 69, named John Coxlam.
You didn't sound like you were reading at all on that one.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back a couple of days here to marveling at the West Virginians who were at the backyard brawl, who snuck into Sweet Caroline. They snuck in. No, I
corrected
fixed
himself.
It. I fixed it before the fine arrived.
You're right. You're fine.
Sweet Caroline, they eat shit pit was something that they were singing in the middle of Sweet Caroline with... with timing that was also perfect and would have been made no funnier than it could have been.
So instead of bop, 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 it was right. Eat Shit Pit.
That's right. Eat Shit Pit was filed on there. Again, though, you need to win that game if you're going to do that.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops, oh, what a rain that would be.
Stugatz.
Standing outside with my mouth open wide. Ah, 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 ah. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops, oh, what a rain that would be.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Right before they turn the microphones on, a pregnant Lil Nas X approaching 70 years old, Greg Cody with flowers on his head, looked at Stugatz. And after Stugatz had said, a lot of people are agreeing with me on Serena, Greg Cody looked at Stugatz and said, you know, if you take away all the other things around it, you're not wrong. That Serena Correct. Williams choked.
Yep. Yeah, but there's so many other things around it called right. the greatest career ever, being 41 years old. There's a few, you know.
The emotion.
A few circumstances right. that mitigate in favor of Serena there.
Chris, a little while ago, said, Greg, that you look like his grandmother.
Nana. Nana.
Wow,
R.
thank
R.
you. Ruth Doogie. I appreciate
like,
that.
I look up at the screen. Right now, it's. I'm having a moment here because you genuinely look like your mother.
Okay. All right. You know, everything comes around. It's one big circle. I also appreciated Christopher saying honestly that he wasn't sure whether this was a prosthetic stomach or not. Really appreciated
that. It's unclear.
That.
It's such a good prosthetic pregnancy stomach that it is unclear whether it's your stomach or a fake. A couple of housekeeping items. I do believe we should air the show that happens during the break where you would have heard Stugatz say to Greg Cody, you know what I'd like to see an essay on? MJ's son dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
The TMZ report over the weekend.
In Miami. Yeah. An apparent double date. He wants an essay on Scottie Pippen has said that MJ is not as good as LeBron James. He has been bitter about MJ. And now on what appeared to be a double date with Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, who does seem to like men that age. What is the essay that you would like to see on that, Stugatz?
Not
you're
exactly
you're
sure.
not sure. You yes. don't know what your commentary should be. You just learned of this moments ago. You just feel like you should have commentary.
Yeah. I saved the story. I need to dig deeper. I need to see if it's actually true. We start there.
Yeah. Oh, really? You yes. care about that? Because yes. it didn't seem right. like it during the break when you wanted an essay on it.
I'm
didn't
a journalist,
feel like,
Dano.
Yeah, yeah, it
exactly.
didn't feel like yeah. what you wanted, there, what you were yep, looking for there right. was truth.
The rest yep. is up to Wright Thompson.
Mm-hmm. I'll write the essay once I've established whether or not it's true. I will do the. It's going to be wrong, Thompson. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. But I have to see if it's true, Dan. You know me.
Also, Chris Cody, people are writing in that there was a quicksand scene in Prey, the Predator prequel. So there has been a quicksand scene recently that they are telling us have been in the movie, so it is not yet extinct. Are you guys ready to do another Suey category? We are doing the Sueys this entire week. We've got 11 categories. We're not going to do all of them during the show the next 3 days, but you're going to get some of the categories during the show, and if you want bonus stuff because you're bored this weekend, 11 categories. And Chris Cody, you're promising that all of them are strong, right?
Yeah, I can't think of a weak one. We had way more. I had a lot of help this year with people on Twitter, Yeti Blanc. A lot of people helped me, so I had way more nominations than I generally do. So, yes, there's no weak link this year.
And you think this one, the Stugatz Dismissals category, is one of the better categories?
Yeah, it's like the Oscars. We're saving the best for the end, but we got to come out strong with the early ones. So, yes, right. This is one of the stronger categories.
Limited good supporting actor early in the show.
We started with limited fake early in the show, and these first two categories are strong for sure.
Stugatz has spent the entire show today dismissing Serena Williams.
It's already marked for next year.
Let's see what it is that we have here from this category.
And now the Suey nominees for Best Stugatz Dismissal.
Stugatz dismisses Steph Curry right after he dominated the NBA Finals.
This is what you should do every time you get to the NBA Finals. Congratulations for finally doing it.
We're back on track.
Yes.
I would say to you, though, Stugatz.
Do it again. As far as I'm concerned, he owes me at least another two Finals MVPs. Like, this is his fourth title, just one Finals MVP.
And six games.
He owes everyone.
Almost
six
a
games.
Series loss.
And let's not forget about the Ofer. I mean, let's not forget.
Yeah.
He had an Ofer. He did. Then he went on the road and had a big game. It was great. I mean, but do it again, and then again, and then again, because he needs multiple Finals MVPs. I am pushing this out. One is not enough.
But for what?
For
what?
Me.
Just for what, though?
To be in my conversations late in life if I get there.
Steph
Curry's... Stugatz dismisses the Celtics for faking injuries.
It's absurd. The Celtics had two Willis Reed type moments within the same game. Another bunch of fakers. Neither of them was hurt, especially Jason Tatum, who comes back 3 minutes later, and he's running that same shoulder. He's running through screens. The Celtics, and just the Celtics, okay? And this stems back to Paul Pierce, should not be allowed to go to the locker room and then come back on the court. You go to the locker room and you're a Celtic, you stay in the locker room. How about that?
Stugatz dismisses Rick Riley.
My dad is a big reader. He loves to read, and I found a couple of free books that, I'll bring home to Pops. I mean, no one else is reading them. I passed on the Rick Riley book, by the way.
What did you take? I saw a Russell Brand book. Did you just call Rick Riley a has-been?
Whoa.
Give me the last great book he's written. Go ahead. I dare you.
Stugatz dismisses Tim Reynolds.
We're on deadline, too. They're going to kick us out of that press box a lot sooner than they'll kick out Tim Reynolds, who's just typing away. That's just...
Those writers had their game stories done before the end.
Precisely.
Yep. Yep. A good writer, right.
Oh,
what happened there? I apologize to him. I've known Tim for decades. Cody was done. He was out of there. I mean,
Stugatz dismisses Chris Paul with an old school rant.
Game 4, 2 of 4, 5 points, 6 fouls. Game 5, 3 of 8, 7 points. Game 6, 4 of 7, 13 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 5 fouls. And then Game 7. Your masterpiece. Your absolute masterpiece. You should have taken a bow after the game. 4 of 8.
Yeah.
10 points. 4 assists. 1 rebound. Yeah. The only player to ever blow 5. Not 4. Not 3. Not 2. Not 1. But 5. 2-0 series leads in a career. Give it to me again.
Again?
I'm just getting started.
Ever, the first player ever to blow 5 series leads.
Dan, when Chris Paul has you up 2-0, you know where he has you? Right where you want him.
Stugatz dismisses Formula One.
Stugatz, why are you down on F1 fans today? Because it's coming.
Enough.
It's,
I mean, seriously, Dan, every Sunday morning, all this, including JJ Watt, by the way, everyone is an F1 fan and everyone's tweeting about it and it's nonstop. And I'm getting these alerts and I don't care about F1 and no one else really cares that much about F1. It's become the cool thing to tweet about on social media on Sunday mornings. Do me a favor. Stop tweeting about it. Do me a favor. I'm trying to watch Jane Pauley. Do not interrupt me when I am trying to watch Jane Pauley on a Sunday morning. I don't need F1 tweets from Smetty, from Whittingham, from Zach Harper, from J.J. Watt. All of a sudden, everyone's an F1 fan? Since when? Since what? We've never discussed F1 on this show until Smetty came here, and I am upset about this because it is ruining every Sunday morning that I have.
It's like, yeah.
Sunday mornings are meant to be quiet. Everyone shut the hell up and let me watch CBS Sunday Morning News with Jane Pauley. That's it. That's what Sunday mornings are all about. Silence.
Stugatz dismisses the J.J. Watt sock lady.
She had the good fortune of the day she was wearing her J.J. Watt socks.
That is so lame.
She ran into J.J. Watt in London. Why is that lame? Oh, my God. You're going to pivot every time to just ripping J.J. Watt? Why is that lame?
I'm not ripping J.J. Watt. I'm ripping the person who has J.J. Watt socks. That is incredibly lame. Dan, come on. Would you ever get socks?
Would I? No, I wouldn't get socks with another human being's face on them, but I've been wearing the same socks for 15 years.
How about less socks and more sacks? How does that sound?
Stugatz dismisses former NFL safety Bernard Pollard.
Let me take care of Pollard. Who is Pollard?
Oh, no.
Pollard didn't win anything. I am serious. Now, Lamar Jackson is right. I think he responded one time, hey, you only won a Super Bowl because of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
He also said
who is Bernard Pollard? Dan, seriously, we're talking about an MVP. I mean, who is Pollard? Has Pollard ever finished in the top 5 in MVP voting? Top 10, top 15, top 20, defensive player of the year, secondary player of the year, cornerback of the year? Has he ever won anything?
Stugatz dismisses Adrian Wojnarowski.
Woj, I'm tired of it. Here's the deal. You do not have a monopoly on NBA news. If other people want to report it, feel free to report it. I am tired, okay? And I felt this a bit when I was there. People walking on eggshells around Woj, they can't report NBA news. Brian Windhorst has spent a lifetime covering the same exact league that you have covered for your lifetime. Why can't he report news?
He has not
Why can't Mark Stein report news? Why is everyone walking around afraid to report news? Their jobs are to be reporters, to be journalists, and they're not doing their job. Why? Because Woj is getting in the way.
Let me be clear.
Enough of him. I'm not going to follow him anymore. There's other people who have news. Shams has it.
Now you're just lying.
Oh, you're lying.
Vessi has it.
You're not unfollowing
Vessi.
I mean, David Aldridge occasionally drops a story. I mean, I am done with Woj.
Your words don't mean anything, Stugatz.
How do you unfollow?
Stugatz dismisses J.J. Redick for going after Bob Cousy.
How about J.J. Redick? Put some respect on Bob Cousy's name. What does J.J. Redick, entitled Duke guy, know about making ends meet?
What?
Having to play basketball and then take a second job as a garbage man just to pay the rent, just to make ends meet. That's what they had to do back in the day. How about showing some respect for guys who paved the way?
The trailblazers.
Guys like Hondo. Yeah. Guys like, you know, Dave Cowens. Guys like Bob Cousy. I mean, J.J. Redick, do me a favor, Amin. Give me the long list of things J.J. Redick has accomplished in his career as compared to Bob Cousy. Go ahead.
Shot over 40%.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
I mean, there it is. Yeah. Way to go, Amin.
Still follow Woj.
hell of a year, Stugatz.
Dan Le Batard.
He said while you were off there, while the connection was bad, he had mentioned that you have lost a lot of weight and that he admires that. What got into you? Why did you decide? I thought it was all, I thought we enjoyed being about the munchies.
Yeah.
Oh, it's slurring again. Okay, the connection is bad again, unfortunately.
Back to Magnus.
Okay, back to Magnus for Magnus. And this is going about as well as it could go. Thank you, Billy, again for laughing in my face.
Stugatz.
Magnus. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Action.
Hello?
Action.
Man, I'm really sorry. This is literally the worst way to ever do this. This is burning my heart that this is happening, but if you could hear me, just understand I'm sorry.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Reaper has been wandering around. Greg Cody is physically uncomfortable in this outfit. Greg, these punishments are always a little bit worse than we think they are. How has this gone for you today to be shirtless? You've been kind of out of the show since the photo shoot. It seems like you've been disoriented. How has this gone for you today? Physically, how uncomfortable are you being shirtless around here with your belly hanging out?
Probably just about as uncomfortable as I might look. The belly weighs more than I thought. The belly weighs like 15 pounds. It's like really heavy. And but it's been fun. I'm a big little Nas X fan. So we've been good. It's been fine.
You've got 7 penalties remaining. One of them is Steve Harvey's green suit. That is Greg Cody beating on his prosthetic pregnant belly. It is time now.
Careful with the baby.
It is time now for Greg Cody to give us another season of Bucket of Death here. We have a new sponsor. It's presented by KFC. You can order all your family style favorites and keep your team fueled all season. Finger licking good. Greg Cody, are you ready to reach into the grid bucket of death?
Yes.
In order to grab a football helmet.
I'm excited because I love me some KFC, you can tell by my belly.
And here we go.
Big one's tough,
lines,
man.
Courtesy of DraftKings.
That looks like it's the Jets.
Tennessee.
Oh, ugh, the Tennessee wow. Titans. Wait a minute. Ugh. The Titans are a good football
home
team. They're
the
a 5.5-point favorite against the Giants at home. Daniel Jones and the Giants. 5.5-point favorite.
You pull.
Huh. That's a pretty big favorite. There are a few touchdown favorites this week. The 49ers at the Bears, the Ravens at the Jets, the Colts at the Texans. The Bengals are favored by 6.5 against the Steelers, but there aren't a lot of spreads like that one.
All right, refresh my memory. I got a cover or just win?
Just win.
Just
Greg.
Have to win.
Just win. That's a good pick. You shouldn't
take the Titans.
I'm
keeping the Titans. Greg.
Attaboy.
Yeah. All right.
That was a quick one, yes.
Greg Cody is scared. Again, he owes 7 penalties from last year.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, how does that happen?
It's totally in your control.
I mean, give me another one right now. Rat-a-tat-tat. Let's go. What else you got for me?
Bum, bum, bum.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.